K1 and an extra bonus community connection this morning as I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with chairman, president, director, I like the artistic director for the Seven Lively Arts Group, which we have spent a little bit of time with throughout the last, I don't know, 9 months to a year.
Yeah, we've been around.
And so Nathan Christensen joining us this morning.
Good morning.
You got an event coming up next Monday, right?
On Monday, on Leap Day, we have an event called the Februarians. It's a fundraiser for a little boy with CP who needs equipment to help him learn how to walk. It's going to be 7 to 8 p.m. at the Bartlesville Community Center. It's $10 for an adult or $20 for a whole family. And the Februarians is this sort of crazy game event. The idea is that there are these interdimensional travelers that you're looking for and that they are appearing in the community center. So it works kind of like a treasure hunt across the entire interior of the community center, except instead of looking for things, you're looking for people. You're looking for these characters.
So there's no big 10-foot tall robot that comes out and we have to say Klaatu Nick Barada Nikto.
We are robot deficient.
Okay.
But we do have an amazing cast. We've got GL Baker, Chelly B, Hannah Campbell, Carolyn Fry, Rachel Horsley, Pepper Hume, Chris Larson, David Lopez, Kevin Minich, Fran Stallings, and Ron Stotts. And they're gonna be these interdimensional travelers called the Februarians, and they're hiding around the building. And so you or your team are going to be looking for them, and you'll have to perform some sort of task or solve a logic problem to get a point from them. And there's just something amazing about exploring a theater, about getting to wander around through all the back halls and stairways.
Mm-hmm. The inner workings of the community center that only the select few have seen.
It's true. You can be one of those select few. Check out the you'll be exploring like the dressing rooms and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a game that's all ages. You can bring your kids. All kids will go with their parents, so we won't have free range children running around, but it will be a fun activity for grown-ups or kids or whoever you are.
Okay, well, it sounds like games are always fun. And how will we recognize the Februarians other than maybe we might recognize the face of one of the people you just mentioned?
Well, they will look pretty unusual. They'll be dressed in these sort of wacky outfits, and they'll be tucked away in different corners of the building. You'll have to look around and try to find them. They might have you do an activity, like one of them needs you to do some dance because they're doing research on music and vibrations, and another one might have something they need that you have to get from another character to give to them to get your points. So it's
okay. It's kind of a character game. You become a character that is on a quest.
You do. Yeah, it's like you're part of this fictional story. This is an adventure game, yeah.
So it makes it kind of fun, and it's an opportunity to raise some money for a worthwhile cause and a deserving individual.
Absolutely. This is for a 2-year-old boy named Joshua. He's this sweet kid. He was adopted out of foster care. His parents, their children are already grown, but they took on the care of Joshua from when he was just a few months old. And he, from complications at childbirth, has severe cerebral palsy. He can't feed himself or sit upright unassisted at the moment. But his parents have this extraordinary faith and belief in him, and they're doing everything they can to help him out. And his therapists have suggested a piece of equipment called a gait trainer to help him learn how to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Gait trainers are very expensive, and his insurance is not paying for it. So the goal of this is to raise money for that. And in just a minute, we can actually give information on how people who can't come to the event can donate if they want to grab something to write with. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Absolutely. I think kind of on the basis of build it and they will come, many fundraisers are kind of operate on the feed them and they will come principle.
We do have food. It's a little different. So inspired by this sort of interdimensional, otherworldly theme, we wanted to have a treat at the end that sort of followed that. So what we're doing is we're having a Miracle Berry tasting party.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've heard of Miracle Berries. They have
that's all I could really say is, yeah, I know there is one. Okay.
So they do exist. They have this chemical in them that bonds with the bitter and sour receptors on your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And so it changes the flavor of the foods you eat. So like supposedly lemon tastes like candy, and it so we will have that for everybody to try, and then we'll have like a sampling plate for people of different foods for them to try and see what they taste like. So even the refreshments are kind of an exploration adventure.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be fun and something unforeseen at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Yeah, I don't know anything like this has been done before.
Yeah, nobody's ever done like, yeah, that's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah, in New York, I spent a lot of years in New York and in environmental theater.
Either congratulations or condolences, depending on how it went for you.
Well, I'm happy to be back home, but it's exciting to try a step in that direction of trying this sort of experience where you are basically part of a story, you're part of a play, you're part of creating the story yourself through your own choices. It's, mm-hmm. It's really exciting.
No, it sounds like it. And, I mean, those of us that kind of, I'll take it way back to TV on the 50s, in the 50s, when, as we were youngsters, Romper Room and some of the other TV educational shows at the time, you know, they would talk to the kids and what do you think? And they kind of sit there and wait as the kids at home responded. So, we became part of it then, and now we get to actually be there for it and interact. Yeah.
And we have so many entertainment options now, but very rarely do you have one where you can talk to a character and they actually hear you. Like, mm-hmm. It's wonderfully interactive.
Yeah, and I think that's part of what we're looking for now is interactive games
and a real experience. It's not just watching a film of something else. It's your own experience that you're having that you'll get to tell everybody about.
Now, and I assume as we interact with these characters that my experience with the character portrayed by, let me pick a name here, Chelly B, might be different than your experience with that same character.
Oh, absolutely. And there are enough of these characters hidden in the building that nobody is probably going to find the same set of characters. You're probably not going to find all of them. So mm-hmm. every individual's experience is going to be different through the whole game. Yeah.
How did the whole idea of the, or I'll say the reason for the fundraiser, come to the attention of your group?
So my wife and I have adopted a number of children, and several of them have special needs. And we've learned through that experience that there's a lot that insurance doesn't cover. Mm-hmm. And we have been the beneficiaries of a lot of compassionate giving through friends and relatives and even people we don't know. It's been amazing. And we wanted to share that with other people. So we've decided to start using our events to help support kids who have medical need that's not being covered by insurance. And this is our first go out to do that. We believe in helping people and supporting these kids because there's a lot of need out there.
And certainly this is a community that can, will, and has stepped forward for a lot of different things. And
absolutely.
This is something that I think could very easily appeal to a lot of us, and you could have a full house, I hope.
I would love that. I would love that so much.
How does someone get tickets for the event?
It's just pay at the door.
Okay.
So the event, just to remind you, is Leap Day. Mm-hmm. It's Monday, February 29th. Starts at 7 o'clock.
A day that many of us have not quite figured out how we get the extra day. Where does it come from?
But yeah. Well, it's magical. It's the evidence these interdimensional travelers have arrived, you know. It's pure science.
Sure.
So Monday, February 29th, 7 to 8 at the Community Center. You can pay at the door. It's $10 for an adult, $20 for a family. You are welcome to pay more if you would like to, because it's all going to help Joshua and get his walker.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to donate, but you cannot come, you can send a check, write it to 7 Live the Arts, and put Joshua's walker in the memo, and then you can mail that to P.O. Box 3792 in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, 74006. And if you want just more information about the event or more information about donation,
mm-hmm.
you can email 7livelyarts@gmail.com. You can call 507-400-SHOW, which is 507-400-9426.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can follow 7 Lively Arts on Facebook.
Which is always a good idea.
Absolutely. See more of our upcoming adventures.
I think this adventure is going to be neat. Will the characters, and I don't want to give away something too much here, but will the Februarians be dressed differently than Martians?
I don't know. We've got some very fashion-forward Bartians.
Okay. It's entirely possible that we might recognize a intergalactic costume somewhere along the way then.
It's possible. It's possible.
Well, sounds like it'll be a lot
you
of
run
fun.
Across a woman playing the auto harp, it might just be a Barshan.
Huh. Well, that might narrow the field somewhat, but it's an interesting concept anyway. Well, this is going to be fun, just kind of playing out all across the interior, and again, not just in what I would call the public spaces.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, downstairs, back hallways. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, a lot of fun. The evening is just an hour long, 7 to 8?
Yeah, it's like we want it to be accessible to families. I know that for some families, 7 is a little bit late, so we just didn't want it to go too long.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the game itself will last like 45 minutes, and then we'll have refreshments and give out awards, and it'll be a fun little evening.
And Joshua's going to be the winner.
He will be the winner, and he will be there, and I'm excited to have him see how many people are loving and supporting him.
Okay. Well, sounds like a wonderful idea. Thanks to your cast, to your members of the 7 Lively Arts Group.
I am so grateful to them, yeah.
And I have no doubt they will have cooked up some interesting characters for us.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nathan Christensen with us this morning on AM 1400 K1. It is a ticketed event, but you can buy your tickets at the door. And again, if you'd like more information, 507-400-SHOW. That's 407, or make that 507-409-9426. Better yet, find them on Facebook, send your money in, and show up as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
More on the way on AM 1400 K1.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.